time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Let's keep going. Sound off.
It is time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705. That is how you get on. If you got something to say. Now, this weekend, not a lot going on. So I don't know about the content of what we're going to get today. But, of course, if you call and leave a message, we review all the messages. And we may put you on the air in the big show. Let's see what we have today on a football Monday.
As they choke another game away.
See what I mean? See, you make my argument for me, sir, and you don't even know that you did it. The Penn State bias is alive and well. That said, I am disgusted that they can't beat Michigan State, especially this year when Michigan State's not even viable.
Nah, 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 hey, 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 goodbye, Foles lovers.
Wasn't that Foles lovers or Foles lovers?
Foles lovers.
Foles lovers?
Yeah. There was one earlier in the show because of the Tom Brady thing. There's actually a couple earlier in the show.
Oh, because Brady didn't shake hands with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is capital offense, I think.
And people are very mad.
They are. Right.
The only thing preventing the Eagles from making the playoff is Jake Elliott. He needs to go. He needs to sign somebody who can actually make clutch kicks.
Jake Elliott, huh? That's what we're worried about here. The kicker. Here's the thing about kickers. They're like bananas. You get them, and the yellow flesh, there's no spots. And then you have them for a little while, and they get brown.
Mikey Miss, I have a question. When can we actually start betting on sports teams in Pennsylvania? Instead of going over the bridge every time to place a bet, I'd rather just do it in my...
Well, I would too, bro. Believe me. And I think that's coming in late October, maybe?
That's what the thought was. It would be late October.
Yeah, so I happened to be at the shores yesterday. So I got up in the morning and got my phone and zeroed in on a couple plays. You know what I'm saying, Ty?
There you go. Cash in a little bit.
Right. As I was doing some maintenance. I was actually pulling some weeds in the back. And I made a bet there. Pull weeds. Beautiful.
Redskins beat the Panthers, and it looks like Dallas is going to beat Jacksonville. Does that mean the NFC East is not as easy as I thought?
Nah, don't worry about it. Every dog has its day. You know, they want a big game, good for them.
So, Mikey, anyone says anything negative about Penn State, that means they're jealous? That's pretty pathetic.
Well, they are. Hey,
whatever
are.
Works that's for not, you. Not, oh, speaking of pathetic... They lost to Michigan State.
Yeah, yeah, that was pathetic. But the people who come out at Penn State couldn't get in. I believe me, you're not fooling anybody. If you got a Penn State bias, that means you couldn't get in. You weren't a good enough student.
So once again, the Patriots have proven that Andy Reid's success in Philadelphia was because of Donovan McNabb and a weak NFC East. So Colin Coward, please stop lecturing Philadelphia fans about why Andy Reid would have been a better coaching option than Doug Peterson. Please stop.
Is he still on that Andy Reid thing? First of all, why do people care what Colin says? Leave Colin alone. Colin has nothing to do with this city.
It's bad.
Mike, I'm calling a violation on you. They don't let no Giants fan call up here and vent about how bad his team is. So the hell what? If you want to talk about how bad his team is, call New York Station. Don't call our station talking about how bad your team is. That's what you get for being a Giants fan. Be a Philly fan, you don't got to worry about that.
Yeah, I gave him about a minute to make his case, and then he got the ziggy.
Do you know what a slug is? It's on your patio, like after a rainstorm. Look like a snail, slimy, crawls along very slow. Well, out in traffic, there's never ending a supply of people who drive like slugs. And you, Mr. Missinelli, are one of them. Which is why the man passed you and why you had to hit him.
Now, first of all, if you know anything about me driving, you know I don't drive slow. I happen to be, first of all, the guy was out of line passing me. I was going at a regular rate of speed, and I was about to move over to the left lane. But he was impatient, and he zoomed past me. The other thing is, I had a slippery car today, so I had to be a little more careful. But, nah, one thing I don't do is slow, bro.
Hey, my message for Hallie. Hallie, just keep doing what you've been doing, buddy. It's been working. If you get a chance to get Le'Veon Bell, you do it. He's a phenomenal talent, and he'll fit in, even if it's for this year to win the Super Bowl. And then you use Corey Clement in a Sproles role, because you can't count on Sproles.
Oh, I didn't know you were buddies with Howie. Come on, buddy. Keep doing what you're doing. You know, buddy has to, like, pull a trigger soon.
I tell you, you can take Andy Reid out of Philly, but you sure as hell can't take the Philly out of Andy Reid. What does he do? Gets his young, hot shot quarterback, Dylan Brady, calls up a play that takes all of 13 seconds and gives Brady 3 minutes to basically run the ball, waste time, and get out of there with a field goal. You think Andy Reid would have learned, maybe I should inch my way up the field. My defense is horrible. And maybe I should just leave the ball in my offense hands and not give it back to Tom Brady.
Yeah, that's the least Andy Reid's problems. He better get a defense. That's what he should be really focused on. I don't know what the defensive coordinator is doing or what kind of personnel they have on defense, but they don't stop anybody, that squad. Shut it down, man.
That's the best of the best today of summer.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What is it?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
Good riddance.